T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I'm sure both teams would be excited to play the game, for sure. You know, no one's forgot what happened. For us, it's about winning the game in between the lines. It's not all of the other stuff. It's being physical in the right way, executing in the right way, being disciplined in the right way, and trying to do what we can to win the game.
Pelicans head coach Willie Green asked about, is there a revenge factor for tonight's matchup against the Miami Heat? We know there was a little bit of pushing and shoving. I won't even call it fighting in that matchup, but a little tempers spilling over tonight in Miami. It'll be interesting to see. Going to talk to Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans right now. So what are we expecting from this matchup? I know that besides the playoff intensity being ramped up, there's going to be, I guess, tempers, you could say, a little bit uneasy going into this matchup because of Jimmy Butler and crew.
Yeah, that's going to be a couple things you want to watch for, and that's going to be probably number one, right? If everybody remembers that game here in New Orleans, as you just described, a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion, and you had a feeling it's probably going to spill into the next game with how, you know, three players got ejected, what was said, and, you know, that's what NBA games kind of need sometimes, right? When you're on an 82-game schedule, you need sometimes extra motivation. I know that's a common refrain from the stars, the older stars, the vets in the leagues. They need to find some inspiration. But I'll tell you what, there's not going to be any problem finding any for both sides tonight. And I'm going to be curious to watch who's going to throw the first hard foul, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to say what? And can the Pelicans mainly, can they keep their emotions in check? Now that you're down Brandon Ingram, you're going to need all hands on deck, and you're going to need contributions across the board. You're going to need consistent performances across the board. So I'm sure that's what Willie Green's probably the message to his team is going to be before the game. Look, I know there's going to be a lot of emotions, and you can play with it, but you got to keep it in check.
Looking at that injury yesterday with Brandon Ingram, obviously was a scary situation. Kind of everyone was holding their breath at the moment. Luckily, with the MRI coming back with just a contusion in that left knee, hopefully things will get on track. We see BI at least for the playoff run. But what are you expecting rotation-wise, how to things to change with him out the lineup?
That's the biggest question, because Brandon, I feel like, was the – I guess the player you could rely on the most if you're the coaching staff, because he was the de facto point guard. And you could see it in the way he prepared for games, the way the coaching staff, you know, after practice, before game, I saw James Borrego always pulling Brandon to a side and just talking him through things. And I know he was largely going over a lot of game plan strategies for the next night, upcoming schedules and stuff. So now who is he going to have those conversations with? I mean, you got to think it's going to be with Zion Williamson, but you know, Zion, then again, he doesn't even have 200 games under his belt. And so you don't want to put too much on his shoulders. As you saw last night,
yeah,
right? He had 8 turnovers, and the offense kind of devolved into him just trying to do too much, as to where B.I. is on a level to where he knows how to get everybody involved. And Z kind of just plays more off of his emotion and you know, so to speak, from play to play on what he sees. So whether it's C.J. McCollum, maybe that those responsibilities would be spread out. But yeah, rotations, big question mark, because you saw how Willie liked to do it. I'm sure most Pels fans did. You had one of B.I. or Z in the game at all times. Now you've got to think it's going to be Zion or C.J. And C.J.'s shown he can do some heavy lifting, but I think he's going to need help, right? So does that mean Jonas Valanciunas suddenly is going to see a bigger role again, averaging the fewest amount of minutes he's ever seen here in the month of March? Got to expect that's going to go up. But also Trey Murphy. And now I'm real curious to see, who's going to be your scorer off the bench? Because Trey's going to move in that starting lineup, right? We all assume. Is it going to be Jordan Hawkins? I feel like, yeah, it's got to be him, right? Because Jose doesn't bring the scoring. Neither does Najee, Larry Nance, you name it. So I think we're about to see and get a heavy dose of Jordan.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Ali, with the Jordan Hawkins move. Because you could see Willie potentially cutting down the rotation a little bit, but at the same time, as you mentioned, with Trey entering the starting lineup, we all kind of expect that, as you said. Jordan Hawkins is going to probably be getting some minutes soon. And I know a lot of Pelicans fans are really excited about that projection, having that bench scorer like a Jordan Hawkins that can really come in and hit big threes when his name is called upon. But also, you also mentioned CJ McCollum, and I think that his role is going to have to increase here as well, just based off of, you know, you're losing one of your top ball handlers outside of obviously Zion and CJ and B.I., but when you're looking at the B.I. injury and the terminology that they've used so far, the reevaluated in 2 weeks, that used to be a curse last year when it was came to Zion and everything that was happening at the end of last season. But now I think a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief that this isn't as serious as we all kind of hoped it wouldn't be when you saw it happen live. What's kind of your thoughts on the B.I. timeline? You know, we talked a little bit about that in the first segment. 2 weeks put you at April 5th. Which is a home game on Friday against the Spurs. And then after that, you have 5 games left of the regular season. So the fact that they're saying they're reevaluating him in that timeline, like, kind of what's your general thoughts on B.I.'s timeline for return?
Yeah, so first off, this is the best-case scenario, right? It's not good news in my book because you're going to be without, obviously, your star, and he's going to need to somehow ramp up if he even gets an opportunity. And my thinking is when these athletes, these NBA players specifically, sustain a bone bruise on their knee, they miss more than 2 weeks. It's closer usually to 4 weeks. And we had a great example with Najee Marshall in preseason. He hurt it at about middle of October. We didn't see him until the middle of November. And at the time, we assumed he had maybe torn a ligament or something because of the way he reacted, very similarly to B.I. So I'm hoping that's kind of the smaller type of bone bruises, kind of like Najee had that B.I. sustained. Because if that's the case, then I think we'll definitely see him again this year. But you know, if I had to guess, Charlie, I don't think we'll see him until probably the playoffs. I think he's probably going to need close to that full four weeks. And like I said, that's not ideal, right? You would hope to get him some games, but hey, it's B.I. And he would have a whole week if the Pelicans can get in the top six, that is, right? Let's see if they can hang on to it. But if they can, that would give him and the entire team a whole week's worth of about practice time.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned there, Ali, now you're kind of hoping that you can cling on to one of those top six spots. And in the Western Conference, it's so tough with teams like the Mavericks and the Suns and the Kings all breathing down your neck. And then it all starts, you got to keep winning games. And there's a really tough schedule coming up. We talked a couple weeks ago, Ali, about their March slate. They're 7-2 in March. And if you would have told me that a few weeks ago, I would be 100% cool with it. And now you get into some really tough games. You're starting with the Heat tonight on a road back-to-back. A Heat team that you've lost 7 straight to, 10 of the last 11. They got to break this streak. I know we talked a couple months ago about how they seem to always struggle with like the Utah Jazz. It seems like the Heat have kind of taken that mantle recently.
They have. And one fortunate thing is even though Bam Adebayo, who was questionable, is going to play, they're going to be without two of their best shooters, I would say. Right? No Duncan Robinson, no Tyler Hero. So that's going to put a lot of pressure right on their – getting their points on the inside. They're not a high-scoring team to begin with, but now I feel like the Pelicans' defense has an opportunity to really clog up the middle, right? Don't give Jimmy Butler those easy looks. Limit their chances, right? Just hold them to one shot per possession and make them beat you from the outside. That's been kind of the motto of this team all season, right? They allow teams to shoot a lot of threes, but they do a good job of defending them. So I think you go to an extreme here tonight in doing that. Don't give up anything on the inside, and definitely don't foul. Right, Jimmy Butler is one of the best at drawing fouls. And so then it just comes down to, can you score points? Because they play just as tough defensively, if not more so, when they're really engaged. And that's where Zion's going to see a wall. So is he going to make the right decisions? Is he going to find the shooters, right? Is there going to be enough movement to where Trey, CJ, and hopefully Jordan Hawkins get enough open looks? And if they do, I like their chances of improving on the last time these teams played, right, guys? If you remember, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I remember Trey connected on like 2 of 12 shots. CJ wasn't any better. And same thing really with Jordan. So you got to think they'll improve upon that. And all these guys, I think they're going to be a little amped up with the positive news, right, of B.I. So that's going to help too, right? I don't think that can be overlooked.
Well, looking at things too, Ali, it just seems in the NBA all around, you better be on from three-point range or you're just going to get buried in today's game.
That happened last night, didn't it? Pelicans didn't shoot enough, didn't make enough. Orlando, who is not a good shooting three-point shooting team, they made them. And, yeah, it seemed like they created enough separation to where even if B.I. hadn't gotten injured,
right,
he didn't like the Pelicans' chances of winning that game. So I'm with you. It's an easy stat. Pelicans, when they shoot over 32 threes a game, guys, they're 26-9 this year. So now that you're going to have more minutes for the actual shooters, I think, or you should, there's no reason why you can't get at least that many shots up per night. I really hope the coaching staff stresses that.
And then looking ahead, Ali, after this Heat game, you have the Pistons on the road. I don't even really think we should have to preview that game. The Pistons have been better since the All-Star break, but they're still one of the worst teams in the NBA. Even without Brandon Ingram, that's a team you should completely take care of business against. And then you come home for the most important stretch of the season, a six-game homestand against the Thunder, the Bucks, the Celtics, in order to end March. And then you have the Suns to start April, the Magic again on a rematch, and then the Spurs to close out that six-game homestand. I mean, I can't emphasize how important it is with so many playoff-level teams in that stretch that the Pelicans at least stay afloat with a lot of teams breathing down their neck with the play-in tournament right there.
Yeah, before Brandon got hurt, I was hoping they would go 3-3 during that six-game stretch, right? It's murderer's row. And Victor Wembanyama, I mean, can't overlook how he's been playing, right? So when he's on the court, the Spurs have been a positive team for the last few months, so they shouldn't be taken for granted either. So, yeah, now you're going to have to find a way to gut out some wins there because I feel like the Pelicans, while they've got a game-and-a-half edge on Dallas, and I believe it's the Suns too, that's going to close quickly because you got to think at least a couple of these teams behind them are going to win plenty more games than they lose down the stretch. So for the Pelicans to play around 500 ball, that might not be enough to hang inside the top six, right? So somehow you're going to have to find a way to still go 3-3 even though you don't have B.I.
Always appreciate the time, Ali. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully, next time we are talking for sure, it's a victory. Last night was just a brutal one all around.
Yeah, Steve. I'm hoping that a couple of players step up from here until the end of the season, whether they alternate, you know, on certain nights. But that's what it's going to take, right? Zion playing basically an all-NBA level, CJ getting back to being that 25-30-point scorer, and then having enough guys give him in support.
I'm really keeping my eye on, before we let you run here, Ali, the Trey Murphy effect. I mean, we talked a little bit about it, that he always likes to pick up his play via last year in March and April. I think that he, once again, is going to be a huge X factor for this team, along with someone like Herb Jones. It's been Mr. Consistency all season long. But if Trey enters the starting lineup, his role and his is obviously going to have to increase. His minutes are going to increase, and he's going to have to hit some big shots for this offense to stay afloat.
Yeah, good thing, like you said, history's on his side. He finishes seasons well. He's currently on a hot streak. For the first time yesterday, right, he scored more than 20 points and the Pelicans lost. That's the first time it's happened all season. So, yeah, if Trey can maintain this, and I think he's got to have incentive. Coming up this summer, he's going to have a chance to have a contract extension to sign one. And I know he's going to be looking close for the max deal. So right here and now, with 13 games left, he could basically shoe that in on getting the offer that he's looking for. And, boy, wouldn't it be perfect timing? I don't care what the Pelicans got to pay. If Trey can finish the season strong, that's going to make them so much better, right? You can count on Z, you can count CJ, but who's that third? You hope it's Trey because he's got the game for it.
Like I said, Ali, thank you so much. Be talking to you soon. And go enjoy the weather outside. I think we're in store for an awesome weekend, too, here in Louisiana.
I know we've had a lot of rain lately, guys, but you're right. When it's not raining, it's been pleasant. I've already been outside today to do some yard work, especially after I got that B.I. good news, quote yeah, unquote. I was more than happy to go do some work.
A sigh of relief for sure. Thanks, Ali.
Yeah.
You can follow him at Ali Cosell on Twitter. We'll be right back with more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.